And just like that, we're back, folks. And as usual, I do not own the rights to any of the songs that you hear on this podcast. And I'm back! Yes, 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 yes. I am back and I am loving it. Listen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Loving Me Is Enough podcast. And for those of you that don't know, it's your girl, Natasha Hatchett, and we are officially in season 3. Yes, can you believe it? This is my 3rd season. And to think 2 seasons ago, I did not, I didn't want to do this. I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do it. But to think that we're actually now 3 seasons in is more than I can, like, man, it's mind-blowing. And it's definitely been a journey. So, this season, I don't know if I'm having a co-host this season. It just might be me. You might just be stuck with your girl, and it is what it is. How about that? But I guarantee you that you'll get the same old authentic me, the same old, you know, goodness that I give you. And you know, you're going to get some of this good Jesus. How about that? All right. So, yeah, it's been a journey. Like, oof, where do I start? I don't know where I want to start, but I do want to start by saying this. I want to thank everyone who has been listening and on this journey with me for the last 2 seasons. It has been an amazing, amazing journey. I can't help but say thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for when you didn't hear a new episode, you were calling and saying like, yo, what's up? What's going on with this episode? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? When we going to get this? When we going to get that? When you going to cover this topic? When you going to cover that topic? Listen. I don't take any of that for granted. I really, really do appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for like going along this journey, because when I started this journey, it wasn't the easiest thing for me. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I was called to do. I knew what I felt in my spirit to do. But at the same time, knowing what you want to do and knowing what you're called to do and actually doing it, yeah, they don't always come together. And sometimes we talk ourselves out of what we're supposed to be doing. So thank you guys so, so very much for going along this journey with me. I hope. Yeah, and I even pray that you guys have learned something along the way. We've had some really, really good topics along the way. Some of them we're going to bring back. Some of them we're just going to let it go, like Elsa. Get you an Elsa spirit. That's an insider. Just get you an Elsa. Just get you an Elsa spirit and let that thing go. Some of them we are going to just let go, and some of them we're going to bring back. But one of them, whether we bring it back or we let it go, just know that you're going to get some good stuff. This season, man, listen, if you did not learn anything about me in the last 2 seasons, and this is probably why I chose not to have a co-host for a couple of shows this season. We'll figure that out. But you're going to learn so much about me in this season. Like, if you were ever wondering, what is she up to? What's been going on? What's this about? What's that about? And if you one of them nosy ones that I need to send a W-2 for because you act like you had a right to my business, I'm just going to give you the tea. You're going to hear the tea straight from the horse's mouth. There will be no need to wonder. There will be no trying to figure it out. You ain't even got to keep screenshotting stuff, because I know that's what we do, boo. Yeah, you ain't got a screenshot, nothing. I'm just going to give it to you the way, you know, when I feel it's necessary, and, you know, sprinkle a little something in there. A little salt bay for y'all good folks. But no, seriously, and the reason why I'm deciding, and I've always been this type of person, but I'm going to be transparent, because I know in life, sometimes what we think what we've been through or what we're going through is just for us. And that's really not the case. It's never really just for you. It's really to help somebody else along their way and along the journey. And I just feel like that's what I was called on this earth to do. Like, I don't do a whole lot of things good, but that which I do, baby, you're going to get it. So that's the angle we're going at in season 3. We're just going to get some good rawness. You're going to get authenticity, that word that I never know how to pronounce. Don't judge me. But you're going to get that. And then you're going to get some Jesus sprinkled all up and through your message. So if you don't like Jesus, go ahead and log off this podcast now, because you're going to get some good word in between. But you can also get real, real, the real. So for those of you that don't know, I just gave you all of that in a mouthful. This is the Love of Me is Enough podcast. And when I initially started this podcast, what I wanted to do was shed light on certain topics, shed light on certain situations. I wanted it to be real. I wanted it to be honest. I wanted it to be informational. And I think thus far I've done that. My first season, it was a good season. Oh my gosh, it was really good. My first season, I was fearful, like I said before. But I had my co-host at the time was Mr. Alpha Male, better known as Deacon Backpedal or AKA Blind. And I'll talk about him in a few minutes and give you all that good stuff. But my first season was with him and we did an amazing, amazing job. And yeah, it kind of set the tone for where I wanted to go. And then season two, it was kind of rocky. Season two, I was just pretty much bouncing back. Yeah, that was my bounce back season. Bouncing back in more ways than one from more things than one. But it was a bounce back season for me, but I pushed through it. And we got through season two. And so I did season two with Patty. Jesus. And that was a good season too, because that season taught me so much. Not just about me, but it also taught me a lot about my co-host, child. I'll spill that tea later in a different show. But I learned a lot in season two, and I thank God for season one and season two. But season three, oh, baby. You know how they say in church, every round goes higher and higher? Well, season three, baby, we gonna take this to another level. And so I wanted to do kind of like be like Jay-Z, allow me to reintroduce myself kind of thing. So that's what we're going to do in season three. So that's what I'm reintroducing myself. Who am I? You know, and I get that question all the time. And primarily not from people who don't know me, but I get the question from people who actually do know me. And it's not a question that they ask in a good way. It's a question that they ask in a condescending, snotty type of way, like, who she thinks she is. I am who I am, baby. Take it or leave it. But who am I? I am Natasha Hatchett. I am the owner, the founder of Tasha Hatchett Consulting LLC, where I am a certified and amazing bomb diggity life coach, business coach. Baby, if I ain't coaching you, you ain't being coached. Yes. And that's just the confidence I have in myself. I ain't being arrogant. But no, seriously, on a serious note, I am a certified life coach, business, spiritual coach. And so that's what I do professionally. I am a life coach. I am licensed. I mean, I am certified to do what I do. And I am on my way to being a licensed marriage and family therapist for those of you that will be needing my services. But nevertheless, so I life coach. I life coach. I business coach. I spiritual coach. I mentor. That's what I do in my professional day-to-day business, and I've been doing it for quite some time now, and I love, absolutely love what I do. So that's what I do. For those of you that are wondering, it's under construction. It's up, but we're gonna go through some changes. My website is www.TashaHatchett.com. And Tasha is not spelled traditionally. I know, don't judge me. TashaHatchett.com. And if you get lost, just put in loveandmeisenough.com. I'm sure you'll remember that. So you can go to that website and you can book your services. You can shop. I am an amazing author. Yes, honey. She writes books. So my first book was written in 2016, and then I did an ebook. I think it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I am getting ready to release my third book, which is called, round of applause, please. It is called Loving Me is Enough. Yeah. We're going to talk about how I got on this Loving Me is Enough journey. It's really an interesting story, an interesting journey. But that's, yeah, look, stay tuned for it. That book will be released sometime between now and the summer months. But I'm sure season three gonna bless somebody, because already it's blessing me. So I know it's gonna bless somebody. So yeah, that's who I am. I'm a life coach, certified life coach, business coach. I do business consulting to help startup businesses figure it out. I do goal mapping, life mapping, you know, just basically my goal in life is to help us get off of point A, past point B, past point C. I want to get into the latter part of the alphabet. You know, I want to kind of help folks get into G and L and P and Q and eventually get to Z, because it's a season for us to accomplish our goals and do that in a way that makes sense, you know, makes sense. So that's what I do professionally. I am also a licensed minister. Yeah. I am not your traditional in the box minister. Let me just give you that disclaimer. So how I deliver the word of God is never going to look like something or what somebody else has done. It's always going to look like God gave it to me. But trust and believe, you can always go back to scripture. You're going to find out that what I'm telling you is true. But I just believe in doing things in a different way. I believe in meeting people where they are. I just believe in doing things, you know, the way God called me to do it. It might be a little different, but it is what it is. So that's me in a nutshell. I can also be reached, for those of you that is not computer savvy, at 754-243-6241. I'll repeat all of this at the end of the show again, but I just kind of want to put it out there because in season two, I got a lot of inquiries about who am I, what do I do, how do people connect with me. And I'll be honest, I'm the last person to brag on myself. I'm the last person to put myself out there. I support so many people and with looking for nothing in return. And so sometimes I forget that I have to actually plug myself. So I'm going to plug myself in this season. So you're going to hear it a lot. So don't get tired of it. Just, you know, kind of write it down. Hold on to the website. Hold on to the phone number for when you need it, because it's going to be some big things popping. So yeah, man, season three we're going to do some amazing things. I am going to get some other people in here to help me with season three, depending on the topic. And there are times where it'll just be me and you. Yeah, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. I used to be a singer back in the... No, I'm just... I used to be a singer back in the day. But no, it's just going to be just the two of us sometimes. And yeah. And in those moments, that's probably when you're going to get the full transparent me. So I also want to do something else that I haven't been big on doing in the last two seasons. I want to open the door for you guys to give me your comments, your topics, and your suggestions, because, you know, I don't profess to know it all. So, yeah, we're going to work this thing out together. So if you have a topic that you want us to discuss, if you want, you know, something that you want to hear, you can feel free to shoot it to me. Again, I'll give you all the information at the end of the show, but I want this show to be inspirational to someone. It is definitely a family-friendly show. Well, someday, sometimes. I'll tell you when your kids can't listen. It is definitely a family-friendly show. And it's definitely, not because it's my show, but it's really a good show. If you go back to season one and you go back to season two, listen, you're going to get some goodness. Listen, I promise you, something's going to help you along the way. I mean, we've done shows about relationships. We've done shows about grief, because to the latter part of season one, I lost my dad. We've done shows about love, self-care. We've even done a back to school show, which was a really, really good show, giving parents tidbits on how to navigate through the school year, especially when the school year just started. It was really in the height of COVID. They were just actually going back to the building physically. So we did a show on that. So yeah, we really are very current and up to date in what we do here at Loving Me Is Enough. And I gotta give a shout out. I am recording in a whole different studio. Let's just give that a shout out. Praise God. So my first two seasons was recorded in Millitime Production. They did an amazing job. Shout out to TP and the crew. Oh God, it was, yeah, definitely an amazing experience. So I recorded the first two seasons at Millitime Productions. That went well. That was good. Professionalism at its best. It was a good 2 years. But I felt the need to go on a different route in my third season. And it was nothing, you know, with them and I. It was a really good relationship. They have taught me so much about podcasting. Oh, my God. I remember the first day I walked into the studio. I was so scared. And they were just like, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And I'm looking at them like, first of all, I don't even really know y'all like that. And I didn't. But the level of encouragement that they offered to me on that very first show. I don't know if you have, you know, when you get the opportunity, go back and listen to it. You can hear the trembling and the fear in my voice. But they were so encouraging and so warm and so welcoming. So I thank God for them. But in season three, I decided to go a different route. And I am now recording out of Brian Anthony Studios. Listen, y'all don't know how good it is for me to even say that and put that out there. Like, it feels so good. I'm going to say it again. I am actually recording out of Brian Anthony Studios. Baby, you can't tell me that the prayers of the righteous don't avail much, honey. Listen. I know and I see firsthand what God can do. And I just want to give a shout out to Brian Anthony. And for those of you that don't know, Brian Anthony Studios does a plethora of things, actually. They've been very instrumental in my life. They've done my photography, now my podcasting. They've offered me virtual assistants, personal assistants, image consulting. Like, the list goes on and on and on of all the things that Brian Anthony Studios have been able to provide for me. And so that was my reasoning for bringing everything into one place, so I can have everything one place. So when I need to fuss, I know who I'm fussing at. I ain't got like 5 million people to fuss at. I'm just coming straight for the head, honey. Brian Anthony, like, what's up? Why this ain't done? Yeah, that's how I'm coming. You know, I'm coming in hot in 2022. Like, yeah, what's up? So, no, seriously, on a serious note, I thank God for them. And I thank God for everything that I'm just excited. Oh, they do T-shirts. Like, yo, it just made sense. I made it make sense, if that makes sense. So, yeah, shout out to Brian Anthony Studios. That's where I'm actually now doing my recording. Yeah, man. Yeah. Can y'all like hear the excitement in my voice? Can y'all like really like feel my, like, y'all feel me? Like, really? Because I'm excited. I'm just not excited because it's my podcast. I'm excited because I have so many amazing things that I want to do that I'm actually doing. And we're going to talk about that. That's going to be our first show. Like, what you waiting on? That's going to be the topic of our first show next week. So, oh, yeah, I got to tell you. So we do this every week. Haven't decided the day yet. So I'm thinking I'm going to do it on Mondays. I don't know. You can give me your feedback, what you think. So every Monday, you'll get a update for those of you that have the podcast app. We're on Spotify, Apple, Deezer, and some other stuff. Just iHeart. Yeah, iHeart. Like, this sound arrogant, but just Google me. I can actually tell people that, like, true story. I happened to meet someone in a whole different realm, right? And they was asking me what I do and what it is, you know, this, that, and the other. And I'm saying this to all the entrepreneurs out there. Like, I want you to listen to this right here. So I met someone and he was asking me what it is that I do, what service do I offer, because he was kind of like feeling my vibe, right? Nope, not relational. Get your mind out the gutter. We'll get there later. I got something to tell y'all about that too. But no, this was a business gathering. And so he was really liking my vibe and really liking what I do. And so he said, so how can I contact you? And listen, I said it to be funny, right? I said, just Google me. You'll find me. He was like, what? I said, just Google me. Listen here. He went and he Googled me. And after he Googled me, right, I got a phone call. And that phone call led to a potential client. Play with it. I told y'all, I'm coming in hot in 2022. Google your girl. I'm out here in these streets. But no, seriously, on a serious note. So for that business owner that's listening, like, don't be afraid to put yourself out there, honey. Because I will promote everybody else's stuff and will never promote my own stuff. And I'm still doing that. But I'm learning now that if I don't find the value in my own stuff, why would anybody else see the value in my own stuff? So, yeah, man, Google your girl. Is she out here? Just put in Loving Me's Enough podcast, or just put in Tasha Hatchett. And it's really Tashia, but, you know, I'm going to just keep it simple for y'all because it's T-A-S-H-I-A. But if you just put in Tasha Hatchett, or you put in Tasha Hatchett Consulting, you're probably going to get my life story. But I'm really on Google. Like, no joke. I was shocked myself. I was shocked myself. Sometimes I amaze myself, child. But I was shocked myself to know that I am really, I don't know if this is a word, Googleable. But yeah, I am. So Google me. But no, I'm definitely in the arena of changing lives in any capacity. So yeah, when I say, you know, so that's why I was excited to shout out Brian Anthony Studios. And it's a couple of other people that I'm collabing with this season. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And I'm one, you know, if you're out there doing something big and, you know, big in your eyes, it doesn't have to be big in the eyes of the public, hit your girl up. Like, let me know. I don't mind giving you a shout out. You know, now you got to be a person of integrity. Don't be telling me you're doing something and then I go ahead and put it out there, sis, a bruh, and it ain't what it is. Like, let's be integral. Yes. You can holler at me, let me know. I am every week I'm going to have a support corner. So that's why I kind of like changed the trajectory of my show, because I want it to be informational, inspirational, but I also want us to win. Like, I feel like I want to be the DJ Khaled of business. Like, all I want to do is see you win. And another one. I want to be able to just get on here every week and be like, and another one. Like, yo, winning is where it's at. So, yeah. That's where we're going in 2022, man. That's where we're going in season three. So, I'm not going to be on this long. This was just a reintroduction. Allow me to reintroduce myself type thing. And I wanted you guys to know that I haven't forgotten, because I did get calls like, the last show was in October. When you going to do another one? Like, oh, God. And truth be told, I wanted to give it up. I actually low-key was thinking about, yeah, I'm two and done. But I did get a couple of phone calls, a couple of texts. They didn't even ask me. They was really like threatening me about getting my other show, you know, getting the next season up and getting the next season going. And I had to really pray about that thing, y'all, because although I don't mind being transparent, it can really be draining. And if you're not careful, it can also be used against you. So, you know, we'll talk about all that good stuff. But I prayed about it. And so here we are again in season three. And you could not have told me three seasons ago that I would be here. You could not have told me that after all the hell I've been through, that I would still be here. Like, yo, it's freaking amazing, to say the least. There are really no words. See how this show just shifted? There are really no words to express how amazing it has been. And if I'm honest, there were times I wanted to completely give up. And completely throw in the towel and completely say, close your ears, church folks, to hell with this. You know what I'm saying? But I had to realize that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yep, that was exactly what I was saying, child. I had to realize that it's bigger than you, Tosh. It's bigger than you. And if you really, in your mind, think it's all about you, child, you sadly mistaken. That's a scripture. I think it's in Galatians. Yeah, I think. I'm going to tell you exactly where it's at before the show is over. But no, seriously, I had to realize that it was never about me. And here's another thing. I don't really like spotlight. I don't like being in the spotlight. I don't like attention on me. I don't like that. So it took some getting used to. I'm still, you know, trying to figure this out. You know, I'm like a toddler. I'm weebling, I'm wobbling, but, you know, your girl's still standing. Yeah, I'm figuring this thing out. So guess what? Y'all gonna be helping me figure it out as we go. We are going to be, before I go, because I'm getting ready to wrap up, y'all. So I told you about my website, and I'm going to give you all this, but I'm actually going to actually podcast live on YouTube. So so it can be a live interaction. And that's hard for me because sometimes I don't feel like doing my hair and I don't wear makeup 24/7. How about that? So, but yeah, that's just another way for me to actually step out of the box. Another way for me to fulfill promise and the calling on my life. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. So if you see me with a hat from time to time, or if you don't see me with my hair done from time to time, it is what it is. I just hope Brian Anthony Studios keep this good lighting he got going on in here, because it's shielding a lot right now. But no, it's going to be different. It's definitely going to be different. And I think you guys would appreciate the differentness. Yeah, I just made that up too, if that's not a word. I think you guys would appreciate the differentness. But yeah, so that's me in a nutshell. That's our 30 minutes reintroduction. So now next week when I come back, we going in. I'm going in. I love the Lord, but I also like music. Like, I have a music example for just about any conversation. Like, I got you. But no, I'm going in this season. And so when we come back next week, Monday, we're going to do our shows on Mondays. So when we come back Mondays, we're going to do a set. I had to get the engineer because I'm just throwing stuff out here without even telling the people. So we're going to do our shows on Monday. It's going to be a new upload every Monday for you to listen to and enjoy. You know, enjoy it on your long ride home, your short ride home, you know, while you're taking a shower, you know, whatever it is that you do when you do. Just listen. Yeah, that's all I'm asking you. Just listen. And then if you feel the need to give feedback, again, I'm open, you know, to the feedback. I'm open to the compliments. Some complaints, I don't want them. But, you know, I got to take the good with the bad. So definitely I want you guys to do that. So it's been an amazing journey. And I'm like, Jill Scott, I am so living my life like it's golden, because, baby, it is. I don't know if for most of us, we've been through, well, we're still going through this whole pandemic, what they call COVID. And we've lost a lot of people along the way. We'll talk about that. We've lost a lot of people along the way. So that clearly tells me that we do not have time to be playing life. This ain't no dress rehearsal. Yeah, I know y'all heard your grandma say that before. This ain't no dress rehearsal. So we got to stop treating life, treating people, and treating things as if it's a dress rehearsal. Once you gone, baby, and those curtains closed, there is no return. I'm just saying. I don't want to, drop that on you or leave it, but I got to be honest, it ain't no return. There is eternal life, but there is no return in the physical. So we got to enjoy this thing while we can and do the best we can and live in the life that we were called to live. Again, here got that good scripture. He said he came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I don't know about you, but I'm in my 40s. And according to somebody who's very close to me in my life, that's old. Mm-hmm. They still in their 30s. They got a little ways to go, but you know. I ain't gonna be mad at them. So yeah, you better live this life like it's the last, because it truly, really is. So with that being said, I really want to thank y'all. I'm really grateful for the two seasons that you guys have been rocking with your girl, 2 years that you've been riding with your girl, 2 years ride with your girl. I say I'm a little hood too. Like, okay. I'm going to be professional next week, but y'all got to give me this week. I think I'm going to be professional. I don't know. But yeah, for these two seasons, I'm really grateful. I'm thankful. In the beginning, when we played that song by Jill Scott, that's one of my favorite songs, by the way. And the other one by Jill Scott, but you know, that's the not so rated PG, song. She says, I'm taking my freedom, taking it off the shelf. Right. And so we're going to really be talking about that too. Like, it's time for us to be free. I'm just saying. Don't you want to be free? I know you want to be free. You deserve to be free. We all do deserve to be free. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. So this is it. That's it. That's me. I gave you everything in a nutshell. Who I am, what I do, where you can find me. But I'm going to give it to you again. I am your girl. We getting ready to wrap up, baby. I am your girl, Natasha Hatchett, the Loving Me Is Enough podcaster. I love this show. I love myself. I love you. I can be reached at www.tashiahatc. HETT.com. If you forget all of that, www.lovingmeisenough.com. Either way it go, you'll find me. If you're more of a texter, a caller, you can reach me at 754-243-6241. If you just want to drop by your girl office, I am in Miramar. I ain't going to give you the address. I'm going to give you some homework. Google me. You'll find out where we're located. But we're locally located in the city, in the beautiful city of Miramar, Florida. So if you want to stop by, schedule your consultation, do your life coaching. I do it via Zoom, or I can do it in person, or whatever is your forte. I got you. All you got to do is Google me, find the information, book your consultation, and let's move from point A and get to the Z, because there's a whole lot waiting for you at Z. So with that being said, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. I will see you guys on next week, Monday. I haven't decided the time yet. Don't judge me. I live a life. You know, I got a child, and I got some other stuff going on. So, but we'll be back definitely on Monday. I'll let you guys know. It'll be on the fly that I'm going to post on Facebook. Oh, Facebook, Instagram. How can I forget? If you're on Facebook, it's under Tasha Hetchett Consulting. If you're on Instagram, it's the same thing. Tasha Hetchett Consulting. Again, Tasha is not traditional. It's T-A-S-H-I-A. If you on TikTok, which I'm not. I am, but I'm not. That means I'm still trying to figure it out. So if you're on TikTok, I do believe it's Tasha Hetch Consulting. I don't know. I'll let you know next week. But yeah, Instagram and Facebook is definitely Tasha Hetch Consulting. That's where you can go and find everything that you would possibly or potentially need. So with that being said, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Y'all have a good one.